Kuf Chav Ches Amed Beis. Let us again start from around 10 lines from the top. Meisa Behema. Here in the Mishnah, Ba'ever Metamei Mishum Ever Minachai, Ba'enei Metamei Mishum Ever Nevela, Divrei Rameya. So Meir said that an Eva Minachai is only Metame as Eva Minachai, and an Eva Minachai is Metame Odom Vekelim, it's an Avatume, Ve'enoi Metame Mishum Eva Nevela, but it is not Metame Mishum Eva Nevela, it's not Metame as a Nevela, it's only Metame als Eva Minachai, and this is a difficult statement to understand because an Eva Minachai is Metame Kenevela. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ike bein Eva Minachai la'Ever shel Anavel. What is the difference? Both are Metame Odom Vekelem, both are an Avatume. So the Gemara answers, that is true. Kol Zman, they are Evorim, there is no difference whatsoever. Ike beinayu bosar apeirish mimenu. Bosar apeirish me'eva behema. But if one will cut off bosar from an eva, the ilu bosar apeirish me'eva minachai. If you cut off, have an eva minachai, and you cut off some bosar, loy metame. So it is not metame. This is not anymore an eva minachai. So it is not metame. It is not worse than boso minachai, which is not metame. But if a person had an eva minanevela, and he cut off a piece of boso, a kizayis of boso from this eva, me eva minanevela metame. So then it will be metame. So that is the difference. The difference is Kolzman, they are both Evorim, they are both similar. An Eva Minachai and an Eva Minhanevela are both Avatume, which are Metame. The difference is, if the Boso will be cut off, a Kezayis Boso will be cut off from this Eva, if it's an Eva Minachai, so it's not Metame anymore, because now the Boso does not have a shame Eva on itself. If it is an Eva Minanevela, so now you have a Kezayis Boso Minanevela, which is Metame. Let us go a little further and then we'll see Rashi. Eva Minachai de Metame Micro. That an Eva Minachai is Metame, where do we see this in the Pasuk that an Eva Minachai is Metame? Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, V'chiyomus min ha-behime. Then it says later it's metame. So v'chiyomus min ha-behime means that from the behime, we're not speaking about that the whole behime died, but we'll see we're speaking about an eva from the behime died. That means the achelik of the behime, which is an eva, we'll see how we figure this out, V'chiyomus mina behemah, from the behemah, a chelik of it will die. So that, then it says later that it's metame. So mamela, here we see that an eva minachai is metame. So the Gemara says, V'chiyomus mina behemah teaches us something completely differently. V'haimi boile l'chedeidoch Rav Yehuda Marav. I need this for another memra of Rav Yehuda Marav. Doma Rav Yehuda Marav. Ba'omri lo b'mas nise tone. We learned it in Abaraisa. V'chiyomus min ha-behime. Now this posik is speaking about tumas nevela. So the posik says that what a behema dies is metame tumas nevela. This is not true by all behemoths, v'chiyomus min ha-behemah. There are certain behemoths that when they die, they're metame tumas nevela. And there are certain behemoths that when they die, they're not metame tumas nevela. So that's why the Mishnah, that's the pasuk that's speaking about tumas nevela, says this halacha applies min ha-behemoth, from the behemoth, not all behemoths, only certain behemoths, when they die, the metame tumas nevela. Mitzas behema metama. There are certain behemoths when they die, they're metame. Or mitzas behema ain't a metama. And there are certain behemoths when they die, they're not metame. The ezoizu, which behema dies and is not metame, zu treifa sheshachta. That if the behemoth was a behemoth treifa and he shechted it, so even though the shechita is not matter the achilas habehime, so it seems from the Gemara, so theoretically this is equivalent to a nevela. It wasn't, you don't have a matter of shechita, afal pikein, but you have a matter of shechita. The shechita accomplishes with a behema treife, but it's not metame. So that's the pasuk. So you're telling me the pasuk is coming to teach us that chiyomus mina behema means that a chelik of the behema died, which means that an eva was taken off the behema. It's coming to tell us as metame tumis nevela. No, the pasuk is coming to tell us that there are only certain behemoths which are metame tumis nevela. That's davke a behemoth shemesa, not a treifa shenishchita. So the Gemara says, im kein lichtev rachmona mi behemoth. If the only limud is to tell us that a treifa is not metame, so not all behemoths are metame, so let it say mi behemoth. My min ha-behema, what is pshat? Min ha-behema, we have like two miyutim. Mi behema, min ha-behema. Shma minotarti. So we have two drashas over here. So the one drash is coming to tell us that if a chelik of the v'chiyomus min ha-behema means a chelik of the behema will die, what does it mean, a chelik of the behemah will die? That means it was nifresh from the rest of the behemah. So this behemah died, this chelik died, so it says that in other words is an eva min achai. So this eva is metameh like an avela. So that's the makar, that eva min achai is metameh. So the Gemara says, Ihochi afilo bosonami. That means if the whole mekir that an eva minachai is metame because it says v'chiyomus mina behime, that we have a chelik of the behime that died. So who adin? What's the difference if you cut off an eva? If you cut off a piece of meat, that's also yomus min ha-behemah. This piece of meat died. There's no more chiyus anymore. It was nifrash from the behemah. So the Gemara answered, leis al-kedaitach. No, the pasuk is not speaking about boso min achai. It's only speaking about eva min achai. The sanya, we learned a baraisa. Yochel ye boso ha-peirish min achai tomei. I would take a think, learning the pasuk superficially, I would think that basar min achai is also metame. So the Gemara says, it says, v'chi yomus min ha-behemah. That means there's a chelik of the behemah that died. Ma mise she'eino oise chalipim. Just like by mise, if a behema would die, it doesn't rejuvenate, it doesn't come back again. Avko she'ene oise chalipim. So the chiyomus min behema means that a chelik of the behema died and will not rejuvenate. So memele, so bishloim, if we're speaking about an eva, so that's very good. An eva, that means if an eva was cut off from the behemah, so this eva will not rejuvenate. So that's yomus min ha-behemah. The behemah had X amount of evorim, and now when one eva was cut off, it's yomus mina behema, so a chelik of the behema died. But if they cut off meat, so we can't say that a chelik of the behema died, because since this basal will grow back, so nothing died from the behema. V'chiyomus min ha-behema. That means that something from the behema died, so there's a chelik of the behema that died, and since it will grow back, so it's not called yomus min ha-behema. Ma'misa sheina oise chalipin. Just like Misa, when the behema would die, so it will not rejuvenate, will not come back. Avkol she'ene oise chalipim, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns from b'chiyomus min ha-behema, that avke eva min ha-chai is metame, because that's called yomus min ha-behema, and not bosa min ha-chai. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, v'chiyomus min ha-behema. That means the yomus has to be similar to the behema. Ma behema gidim batzomis. Just like a behema is made up of gidim batzomis. That's a intrinsic chelik of the behema gidim batzomis. We'll see why, as the sugya progresses, why he doesn't need boso. Ma behema gidim batzomis, av kol gidim batzomis. So that means the yomos mina behema has to be similar to the misas behema. Just like when the behema dies, There's gidim batzomis that had died. So memele is to be dumya the behema, my behema gidim batzomis, I've called gidim batzomis. Rabbi Oimer has to be more similar to a behema, to a misas a behema. My behema bosa gidim batzomis, a behema is made up of a vorum of bosa gidim batzomis, I've called bosa gidim batzomis. So we have here a three-way machloikis. What is metame min achai? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, need adovo she'enei oise chalipin. Rabbi Kiva holds it has to be dumi de behemah that's gidim batzomis. And Rebbe says that you need it should be dumi de behema, ma behema bosa gidim batzomis. So the Gemara says, so we have here three shittas. My ike bein Rebbe le Rabbi Kiva. What is the difference? What is the nachkemina machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Kiva? Ike binayu akuvo. That means, I think, the bottom shin bone of the behemah, there is no boso whatsoever, it's just gidim batzomis. So according to Rabbi Kiva, since a behemah possesses such an eva also, it's biyomus min ha-behemah, and the behemah is composed of evorim. Certain evorim have boso, certain evorim don't have boso. So I learn out mina behema dumya, since there are evorim that don't have boso the akuve, so a misa of such an eva is metame. That means it was nifrash from the behema. Ma'ike ben Rabbi Rabbi Kiva k'bnai akuve ben Rabbi Kiva l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Rabbi Kiva holds that you need gidim batzomes, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you need adobo she'ene oise chalipin. So, ikabinayo, omar apope kulye. If a kidney was removed, Or benivis vosayim ikabenayu, or the lips were cut off. That is not oise chalipim. So according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, this is also metame, even though there's no gidim batzomis. And according to Rabbi Kivi, you need gidim batzomis. Let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi, Ike binayu boso ha-perish min ha-eva. The Gemara says, what is the difference between an eva min ha-chai and an eva nevela? Both are metame, odom ve-kelem. The Gemara says, an afkimin is boso ha-perish min ha-eva. After you have this eva, you cut off boso from the eva. Well, the boso lachazmat. Afterwards, you cut off boso. So Rashi explains, boso ha-perish minachai, if you had an eva minachai, and you cut off boso loy metame, it won't be metame. Elim kein habi aver im agidim batzomis. You need aver im gidim batzomis kediyal of lakamo. V'choshkein, so that means if you cut off bosa alone, if you cut off bosa alone from a behemoth, it's not metame. Need aver im agidim batzomis yalt lakamo. V'choshkein bosa ha-perish min aver min achai. So I think Rashi means, what is the koshkein? The koshkein is that, let's say, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, for example, you need a dovo sha'isa chalipin. That means something was taken away from the behemoth, that because of this, there's a chalik of the behemoth that's dead. So that means that's yomus mina behemoth. A chalik of the behemoth is still alive. The chalik of the behemoth, there's a chalik of the behemoth that's dead. So if you took away an eva, so there's a chalik, so since the eva will not grow back, so it's cool that, so there is a yomus min ha-behem, a chalik, the behema is tight, it's eini oisa chalipim. Boso is not considered, even though between you and me, when the boso is taken away, the behema is this uchere yomos min abeime, but since eventually it will grow back, so that is not considered yomos min abeime. You have to look into the future. That means even though now it's it would seem it's yomos min abeime, there's a chelik of the beheime that died, but you have to look in the future. So since it's oime to grow back, it's not called yomos min abeime. So Rashi says, koshkein, so it's not called yomus mehem because it's going to grow back. Koshkein, boso ha-perish min eva min achai, the boso that's perish min eva min achai, that boso, zicher, is not boso, but yomus min abeheme. I mean, the eva was taken away from the beheme. This prisha of the boso is not goyrim any misa whatsoever to the behemoth. It's a chelik of the eva. So, but the prisha from the boso from David, that means samazoi prisha boso from a behemoth is goyrim a partial misa till it grows back. But a prisha of boso from eva mechai is not goyrim any misa to the behemoth. It doesn't affect the behemoth at all. So therefore, if a person will cut off boso from an eva min achai, it's not metame. Me eva min a nevela metame. If you cut off boso from an eva nevela, it's metame. The ike kezayis nevela. You have a kezayis of bisal nevela. Now, we darshin chiyomis min habehime, min habehime, mi mikzas behime, that they died a chelik of the behime, kegoin, Eiver mimeno, an eiver was taken away from it. Midersiv v'chiyomus min, it would, yomus min, the mashme ke'ein mise, that the ke'ein mise sheini oisa chalipim, there was ke'ein mise from the behemoth. No, the behemoth is still alive, but a chelik of the behemoth is yomus. And yomus means sheini oisa chalipim, it will never grow back. Vahainu eva, v'seifet dekro, and they gave an ivlosa yitmo, that's the seifet dekro. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, this posik I need for a different lima, to tell me that there are certain dead animals which are metamet tumis nevela, and there's other dead animals, or mitzas behema eina metamet. Ba'af al pi shehi kemesa, even though this is also like a mesa, kegain treifa sheshochta, the shchita was not matter the achilas behemet, so it's also like a mesa. Avopikin, it's not metame. V'chiyomus minei nafkelon eber kedemrinin, v'karyo mesa alme kein misa bina shein echezeres. This is the svar of Yosef Galili. Oisa chalipin, chezeres lakad musa. Ubasa oisa chalipin. Bosser is Eisa Chalipin. Im Yitloish Bosser mina Behema Acha Eile Tachtov. You'll cut off some meat from the Behema and it's still alive. It will grow back. That was the Droshe of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Droshe of Rabbi Kiva was Ma Behema Gidim Vatzomis. It has to be similar to the behemoth. Yomus is to mean that behemoth, the characteristics that a behemoth has. Ma behemoth gidim v'atzomis l'kamim v'forish my binayu between Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe. Ocher gesine, Rebbe oimer behemoth, ma behemoth boso gidim v'atzomis. So the Gemara says, what is the nafkamina between Rebbe and Rabbi Kiva, ikibinayu rechuva, rechuva nimkeres im harosh, this is the bottom chelik of the regal, the shin, ain bo, boso klal, there's no meat there, elo gidim ba'atzomis, le Rabbi Kiva eivahu. According to Rabbi Kiva, this also has a shame eivah, so memeile, it will be metame. The kosh can Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's ichem metame. The ene oisa chalipin. If this will be cut off, it will not grow back again. Ule Rebbe, lav eva minachayu, the ein by bosa. It has to have, mina behemet, it has to have the characteristics of a behemet. The yomos mina behemet, it has to have characteristics of the behemet, which is made up of a volum. Bein Rakive le Rabbi Yosef Aglili, ikibenayu kulya veniv svosai. The ein oisin chalipin, if they're cut off, they will not grow back. The ein v'em etzem, but there's no atzomis. Le Rabbi Yosef avi eiver, le Rabbi Kiva lav eiver ninu. Let us just go a little further. So the Gemara says, Tanya nami gabi shrotzim ki haigavne. That means this limo that we had that an eva min achai is metame by behemet, by shrotzim, by the shmeine shrotzim, it's also metame. Tanya nami gabi shrotzim ki haigavne. Yochel bosa hapeirish min ashrotzim yehitome. Tamaloima bimoisom. There it says by shrotzim bemoisom. We make this drash mamise she'ena oise chalipin. Avkol she'ena oise chalipin. So there's only a tumas sheretz by something that's ena oise chalipin. That's called bemoisom. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva oimer sheretz. We learn out. It says, sheretz in the pasuk, ma sheretz gidim ba'atzomis, Av kol gidem batzomis. And Rebbe Yoimer, sheretz ma sheretz boso gidem batzomis. Av kol boso gidem batzomis. So now the Gemara says, what is the difference between these three tanoi? Bein Rebbe l'Rabbi Kiva ike ben ayo akuve. Is an afkemine, is an akuve metame. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's metame. It's gidem batzomis. According to Rabbi, it's not metame. You need boso gidem batzomis. Bein Rebbe Kiva l'Rabbi Yose glili ma ike ben ayo amara pope kulyo veniv svosayim. If the kidney or the lips will, that's called an eva minachai. So now we have here two psukim, and say by nivlas behime, say by asheretz tome, we have the equally mudim that an eva minachai is metame. Bosom in Achai is not metame. So we have the same limudim by Nivlas Bahime and by Sheretz Tome. So the Gemara says, why do you need two separate limudim by the one to tell us that by Bahime, Bosom is not metame, only a neighbor, and one to tell us by a sheretz that bos is not metame, only a neighbor. Bos minachai is not metame. Tzrich. So Mar says, I need these two psukim. Di ashminen behemem. Would only say by behemem that an neighbor is metame and bos is not metame. Hainu taime deloy metame mechayim. Mishum deloy metame bechadosha. That means it would seem without any miyutim, I would assume that a boso minachai should be metame, like maybe there shouldn't be any difference. Now I have a posik by a nidlas behema that a boso is not metame. So I would not learn out a sheretz from nidlas behema, because I would say a sheretz is more chomel than a nivlas behime. A nivlas behime is metame bekezayis. A sheretz is metame bechadoshe. So I would say this kula that it says that boso minachai is not metame, that's tafke by a behime, because a behime is another kula, that you need a kezayis to be metame. But a sheretz is metame bechadashe, so I would think that a sheretz afilu boso minachai of a sheretz is also metame. So that's why I need a posik to tell me no, that afilu by a sheretz is also a kula, that boso minachai is not metame. Ve'i ashminin sheretz, and if you would say the posik by sheretz, that bos minachai v'sheretz is not metame. Emerson, this is the chakula, because lachem isa, they are metame. But mechaim is not metame. So I would say this kula only applies to sheretz, mishum dole metame b'mase, because a sheretz is a kula over a nivlas behem, it's not metame b'mase. So therefore, since it has this kula, le metame mechaim. Avol behemah de metame b'mas. A behemah is metame b'mas. The boso of a behemah la'achem is metame b'mas. So it's a more chomer de ketumah. Eima tetame mechayim. So I would think it's metame mechayim also. It's tzriche. That's why I need the two psukim to tell me that by behemah also, though it's metame la'achem is, it's not metame mechayim. Zot Rashi, boso ha-poyresh min ha-shrotzim, min ha-chai. That a live sheretz is a boso that's poyresh. The eva min ha-chai, noig behem. This halacha applies by shrotzim also. Di ashminen behema, hainu taime deloy metame. A behema is not metame. Bosa minachai dido mishum lemet hamabachadoshe. Because it doesn't have this chayma. Sheretz loiksiv bei maso, beim iksiv bei maso. Let us see Taisviz. Kuye v'niv svosayim ika binayim. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the criteria is you need something that's yamus min habehema, and that is something she'neisa chalipens, even though it is not an eiver, that's also called yamus min habehema because it doesn't grow back. So Tosfos says, Perish, Kulya Shlema, V'niv Svosayim Sholem. A whole Kulya is Metame, and the whole lip is Metame. Avol Chatzi Kulya, V'chatzi Niv Svosayim, Afal Pi Shein Oisech Alipin, Eine Metame. Now Tosfos has to prove this, that means, if the criteria is ein oisa chalipin, so achatzi kuya also is ein oisa chalipin. So Tosfos says, the gamrinin mi behema, I do learn out, v'chiyomus min ha-behema, so much I do learn out. Rabbi Kiva learns it has to be similar to the behema that's made up of evorim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, it doesn't have to have such similarity, but it has to have a slight similarity to a behemoth. The gamrinim mi behemoth meso shehi dovo choshuv. A behemoth is a dovo choshuv, af eiver shul choshuv. So you need a whole eiver. You need a kapon, you don't need an eiver that is composed of gidim batzomis. You need al kaponim, an eiver that has a chshivis, that means it's a whole eiver. So Tosfos says, now where did I get this from? Ba'afal gav Rabbi Yossi Aglili loyalif mi behemen. That means that's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi learned out, just like behemen's Eivorim, this is also Eivorim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili just said, need yomus mina behemen, which can include kulye and nivsvosayim. But Tosfos says, le'inyan the boy chshivis k'tzas yalav. But al kaponim doesn't have to have a strong similarity to behemah, but episode similarity has to have that needs al kaponim a minute chshivis. Period. Now Tosfos says, that's Tosfos says facts of life. That's what it is. The Gemara says kulya, the Gemara means a kulya, not a chatzi kulya. And the Makor is because, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you need a slight similarity to the behemoth. Avolein loima, maybe you disagree with me. And you'll say, Shafilu chatzi kulye, v'chatzi niv svosai, hoyul vein oisen chalipa metame. Fakat, we have to be elach, we don't mix up droshes. The criteria is einay oisa chalipim, achatzi, nivsosayim is also not oisa chalipim. So Tosfos says, if you're going to say that everything that's ein oisa chalipim, we're taking this limud literally, everything that's not oisa chalipim is metame michay. So Tosfos says, fine. So let's go a little further. The etzem ein oise chalipin. A bone is also not oise chalipin. Ve'im nishbar ve'nofo mibheime bechayeho. So now Tosfos says, if you're going to tell me that everything, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that everything that is not oise chalipin is metame. She says, what'll be if a bone fell out from the behemah michay? So you'll tell me, oh, a bone, it's ein oisa chalipin. You don't need eiver, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You need something that's ein oisa chalipin. A bone is also ein oisa chalipin. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you, mistame lo metame. Mistame is not metame. Why isn't it metame? So Tosfos says, I'll prove it to you. The loy odif etzem min achai me etzem de nevela. The oma benivlosov loy bat somets. Now Taisa says amir de kezach. If the behemoth dies, that somets are not metame. Now the whole limud over here is yomus mina behemoth. The behemoth doesn't have to die. If it's yomus mina behemoth, it's also metame. This is the tumah of nevela. So Taisa says, how could it be? When the whole behemoth dies, that somets are not metame. It says benivlosov loy bat somets. And if a bone broke off Michayim, it will be metame. It can't be that Michayim should be more chomer than lachamisa. We know klar a bone lachamisa is not metame, and Michayim's bedeim is only marbet. It's only a misa of the whole beim. It's sufficient a misa mina beim. So if you'll say a bone is metame Michayim because it's ein aisa chalipin. So how could it be? Mechaim, it's metame lachamisa. It's not metame. The bones aren't metame. That's one ray. So kochach, a bone is not metame. We'll see soon why. Ray number two. Ve'etzem kisoyre min hameis metame. So Tosfos says, I'll bring you another ray that a bone isn't metame. Ve'etzem kisoyre, Tosfos by Tumas Odom, which is very chomo. Tumas Odom. If you have the etzem the size of a barley, it's metame. But less than that is not metame, afilu by a person. Less than a sa'ira is not metame, afilu by a person. So Tosfos says, you'll have a chelik of a bone that's less than a sa'ira. If you're going to tell me that the criteria of tume minachai is eine oisa chalipin, so come out by a beheme, afilu a chelik of a bone that's less than a soira will also be metame, because eine oisa chalipin. So that's very schwer to say such a thing. That by behemet michayim less than a seir will be metame, and by anodim lachamisa less than a seir is not metame. So Tosfos is building the cheshbon that it cannot be. We cannot accept that michayim, which is also a tumis nevela michayim, which is a mechudish deketumis, should be more chomo than a tuma lachamisa. That's why Tosfos says that a filu, according to Abyasi Aglili, there's some sort of a hekish to behema, there's some sort of a limit, that some sort of a chashivis you need a chashivis of a dover sholem, and for the mele, so it has to be a kul yishleime or nifsasayim sholem. V'im taima. Tahocha omar, the basar oise chalipin. All basar is oise chalipin. That means it grows back. Chutz mikulye v'nifs vasai. That's the only bosa that does not make chalipin. Beperek dam hanide. Omar, there the Gemara is speaking about what is metama by an odom. It says be'mei, so be'etzem. So the Gemara says, what is metama by an odom? So the Gemara says, Oma ma etzem she'ein gizoy machlif. It will not grow back. So whatever does not grow back is metame by a mace, by odom a mace. The Gemara there is speaking about if the hair of a mace will be metame. The Gemara says, no, the hair grows back. The fingernails, the nails of a mace was metama. Says, no, these things grow back. Dumye de etzem. Ma etzem shen gizay machlev. Af, whatever. So what is metame by a mace is dafke if it doesn't grow back. En gizay machlev. So the Gemara asks, if that is the case, porich varei boso. Boso is metame, and it's also, how is boso metame? If you need engizei machlev, it doesn't grow back. So basa, what is metama, only something that doesn't grow back to midatzem? So how can basa be metama? Uporech varei basa, omishani de mekoyma inaset zolekes. So the Gemara says, no, basa does not grow back. Because, afilu, you cut out some basa, there will still be an indentation, will not grow completely back. So, therefore, so it's basa dum yedetzen. So, Bekitza, Taisa says a tremendous problem. In our Gemara, we say that the whole reason basa minachai is not metame, because it's Eise Chalipin, and you need Ein Eise Chalipin. There it says, Boso min Odom Ameis is Metame, because Ein Gizai Machle, because it doesn't grow back. It's similar. Hagmo says Boso does grow back. The Gemara Nida says Boso doesn't grow back. That's the problem. We Yishleima, the Hochem in Yonah Dekro, the Hosem in Yonah. Hosem, Dumye De Etzem. There, the criteria was, what is metame? An etzem is metame. Now, an etzem, shemisrape ktas, when an etzem breaks, so it, there's some sort of a healing process. It doesn't grow back legamri, but there is some sort of a healing process that a chelik of it seems grows back. Avle misrape kevatchile. And there, when the posik is speaking about tumas odom, so the Gemara says, you know what is metama by an odom? Something that is not misrape kebatchila. That means the hair of a mace and the fingernail, the nails of a mace, they grow back kebatchila, they're not metama. Something that's like an etzem, which is not grow back kebatchila, there's some healing process that is done, but it's not kebatchila, that is metama. So memele, so the Gemara is takasha, so why is besar hameis metame? So the Gemara says, well, even though it grows back, it doesn't go back about tchila. So this has, there's always an indentation, there's something missing in the besar ha'odom. So memele, so that's also called similar to an etzem. Yeah. Bosanami nasat solekes, bohoche dum yedemise. Here we have a difference. So if you have to compare to an etzem, so the Gemara says there's a similarity of a boso to an etzem that doesn't grow back completely. Similar to an etzem does not grow back completely. Vahoche dumye demise. Here it says v'chi yomus mina beimet. Has to be dumye demise. We have to compare to mise. By Misa, nothing grows back. So here also nothing has to grow back. That's why, that means that matters what we're learning from. If we're learning from Misa, so Bosa, there's no Misa by Bosa, it's not Mase Minabem, since something does grow back. For comparing it to an etzem, so just like an etzem does not grow back completely, so bus also does not grow back completely. Bein Rabbi l'Rabbi Kiva ike binayu bosa. So that was one girse, that according to Rabbi you need bosa gidim batzomis, according to Rabbi Kiva, bosa gidim batzomis is enough. Is form the garsi rechuve, not bosa, ike binayu is a rechuve. The Alkuve, the Shin, is that mitame, yes or no? That's the machlokes. V'chaynire. And that's the proper girsa. The Mishum Hochi Leiboy Rabbi Kiva Bosa. Rabbi Kiva says you don't need Bosa, also Bosa Gina Batsomis. The Ike Eiver V'Beheime Deine Ruchuve Shen Olo Bosa. That means since you need Dumye de Beheime, Yomos Mina Beheime, Dumye de Beheime, there's an Eiver on the Beheime that doesn't have Bosa. So as long as you have to have something that's in the behemah, so there's an ave in the behemah that doesn't have bosa, that's yomus min a behemah. The Rebbe lo yozo bosa, roiv eivorim. Rebbe says you need yomus from what roiv of the behemah, roiv of the eivorim of the behemah are made out of, which are bosa gidim batzomas. So there's a machlokes by rechuv ve gufe. If according to Rabbi, it won't be metame. You need yomus mina behema. What rev of the behema consists of is a form of bosa gidim batzomus. Avili rav lechuve. But if the behema would never possess a lechuve, avidin in time of the Rabbi Kiva, my time aloy dorish nami mi behema the boy bosa. It has to be dumi the behema which is bosa gidim batzomus. The time the Rabbi Yosi Aglili Nichleidosh midi me behemet. It only means yomus, something that's meis veinoisa chalipin. It doesn't darshan midi the behemet has to be similar to behemet which made out of a bone. Ivor perish, not like Taisus before, the baruch, the bachuva kalam aloi pligi, kiven shenivreis kach beloi boso, the rechuve, afilu, according to Rebbe, there's no shaila, it'll be metame, legora mishare vorem. So that, afilu, according to Rebbe, will be metame, because this eva, v'lai pligi ala davke be'eva, sh'o ye'ola bosa bohusa. An eva that had bosa, and bohusa, and then the bosa was taken off. Then there's a machlekes. But a rechuve, afilu, according to Rebbe, is metame. Zot